proclamation number 6331 dated the August 11th, 1955. God's infinite love. Sacrifice on the cross. Love will never end. Let these words be a comfort for you even in the most difficult situation of life, for as soon as you believe in a God of love, you will also know that He will not leave you in your adversity, for since you are His children you can also be certain that your Father will also constantly give you His love. Believe in my never-ending love which belongs to you for all eternity. Then you will be comforted in your suffering and have the strength to endure, to overcome all difficulties, for love will not let you down. And if you find it difficult to believe in the love of a powerful God, if you begin to doubt that He will help you, then remember Jesus Christ's crucifixion. He died for you on the cross and only did so out of greater than great love for you humans, for He was aware of your suffering, which is the result of sin, and wanted to release you from this suffering, which you had caused yourselves through the sin of your past rejection of me. Only His immense love motivated Him to accomplish this act of salvation. Jesus, the human being, was full of love, for I myself dwelled in Him. And this love wanted to deliver you from sin and death. Do you believe that my love would ever be able to end, which proved to you that it has taken upon itself the most difficult burden and carried it for you? I myself was unable to give you the visible proof of my love. This is why Jesus, the man, did it for me. A soul of light came down to earth because it loved you humans as its fallen brothers. Because every perfect being is full of love which comes forth from me and permeates it. And this love will not stop in eternity. Hence you humans must not worry that I will withdraw my love from you, and do not jump to the wrong conclusions when you see so much around you which appears to show the evidence to the contrary of my love. All people are my living creations which I want to lead to beatitude. Yet all take different paths, and I must also consider them differently. My guidance is not always the same, but the goal is and forever will be the same. And I will certainly achieve it, even if the length of time people need varies on account of their free will. Believe that I am love, but I am also wisdom, and believe that I know full well what each individual person needs for his salvation. Nevertheless, you should also know that I take a greater interest in the salvation of his soul than in his physical well-being, although I will also support anyone in earthly distress if he comes to me with complete faith and appeals to the Father as a true child. Then his prayer will be granted miraculously, because a faithful child can get anything from me. Just do not revolt. Do not defy my love, but bow down to me and my will. For I truly only do what is right. I only do what will be a blessing for you. Amen.